What led to your shift in your belief of God? And can you just give a little bit of background of your belief of God, how like the act of God plays a role in Judaism and how that combines into your belief system?
Yeah, let me give a little bit of background. First of all, so I'm an author, a fiction writer. I've published my sixth book is coming out in April. It's a short story collection called The Gallery of the Disappeared Men. My first book came out 20 years ago, so before y'all were born, called The Ascent of Eli Israel. And it was set during the collapse of the Oslo Peace Accords in Jerusalem, where I lived in the 90s. And the stories are, I guess you can call them political nightmares and religious comedies. And to some degree, they all deal with faith in some degree. They're very dark stories, very disturbing stories. But I just went back to Jerusalem this fall, and just kind of walking the streets there, I realized those stories still ring true 20 years later. So that's a little background about me. As far as my engagement with Judaism, I grew up in Toronto, Canada. I'm, I guess, a third generation Canadian. Grew up Reform, but always felt kind of disconnected from the religious aspect of it. And probably in my younger years when I was in high school, I, to some degree, might have even been a self-loathing Jew to some degree. I felt a sense of shame. I did have a bar mitzvah, and many of my closest friends were Jewish. But I don't know, I felt to some degree that I was, being Jewish wasn't a good thing to be. And luckily, that changed in my early 20s when I went to Israel for the first time, and I suddenly kind of realized I was part of this great tradition, and that I can travel halfway around the world and run into people that are very familiar to me. They felt like relatives. So, I kind of found my own way after trying to kind of, I guess, walk away a little bit because I felt like if I didn't believe in all the things that Jews believed in, why should people hate me for those things? But obviously, as we mature, things change and our views change, and that happens to me. And I'm still evolving.
How would you say like that transformative experiment impacted like your view and your perception of faith?
Well, I think going to Israel in my early 20s was the most important, thing that's ever happened in my life, I guess. You don't want to walk around being ashamed of who you are. And again, I kind of got a sense of pride in being Jewish. And I just started to get a better understanding of kind of where I came from, where we came from, and kind of engaging with faith. I spent a little brief amount of time at a yeshiva, actually, in Jerusalem in when I was there in the 90s. And part of the reason I went there was I could stay for free in the old city of Jerusalem, and they would feed me and the typical 22-year-old. But I went to classes there, and I was a little more, I gave a little more pushback than some people. Before I'd gone to Israel, my father said, I'm afraid you're going to go there and you're going to marry a widow with six kids and you're going to become religious. And because he said he'd known a guy who'd done that. And that wasn't something I was interested in. But, one time in the yeshiva, they were giving a lecture on the 5 levels of faith. The different why Judaism is superior to Christianity, because Christianity is based on faith, whereas Judaism is based on knowledge. For example, our forefathers were at Mount Sinai, and they told their children, they told their children, and, would your parents lie to you about that? And then a couple days later, they gave a lecture on God and 5 reasons that we know there was God, and all of them were faith. And I remember, speaking to the Rosh Yeshiva, was the teacher, the head of the yeshiva, and I said to him, that's faith. You've undercut your entire argument. And he got very upset and called me into his office afterwards and said, here's a plane ticket. I want you to change your flight. Give us a year to study Torah and stay here. I think you've got leadership qualities. I didn't do that. I went home and finished university because I kind of took a year off in the middle. But I wonder what would have happened if I'd have stayed. I would have learned a lot. There may be a fanatic inside of me. I don't know. I don't know if I could have dealt with it in a healthy way or not. But it was interesting, and it did really kind of create the backbone of my first few books, kind of engaging with religion in those ways. And then, you know, many of my stories have rabbis in them, even though my rabbinic education I would describe as the research I did for my short stories and my novels.
Uh-huh.
So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Oz, I think you're muted.
Okay. So, in your story, you mentioned at some point how, you know, you tried creating, like, a difference between Christianity and Judaism, saying that Christianity is faith-based while Judaism is based on knowledge, and you really came to the conclusion that, hey, you know, at some level, they're all based on faith. So, what, like, do you think all religions are just based on faith, or do you have any...
No, I think so. I don't remember who said it, if it was Mark Twain or somebody else, somebody smarter than me, but the idea was, you know, if there was no God, then humans would create a God. And I kind of think that's what's been done to kind of explain the unexplainable. But that doesn't invalidate Judaism, the fact that it's faith, and maybe I don't necessarily believe in the faith. It's the fact that we're part of a tradition. So if I go to Shabbat services, people, Jews all over the world are doing it, but it's also something my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, etc., have always done, following the similar traditions, reading from the same holy book. So whether you believe what's in the Torah, the fact that we, for thousands of years, have used that to guide us is powerful in its own right.
So, like, the power of it comes from the culture that has been developed out of Judaism rather than the religious text itself?
Well, a combination of both. I mean, I'm not saying there's I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in those texts. You know, some of the, you know, miracles that had happened, I mean, we can look at, I'm a fiction writer, so I can understand them and accept them metaphorically as opposed to literally. You know, that's one way to look at those sorts of things.